Okay.
Good afternoon, everyone, or I guess it's closer to evening time. I'll be speaking to you today about the association between social and health risk behaviors and overweight status that may impact prevention interventions. And I have no relationships to disclose. I'd like to begin by giving some background on current epidemiological trends in obesity and its known complications. And I'd like to note that when I mention overweight status, that refers to a BMI percentile of between the 85th and 95th percentile, and obesity would be above the 95th percentile. Can you hear me now? According to the recent National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, more than 30% of American school children that's aged 2 to 19 years of age are overweight. Furthermore, there's a definite disparity among prevalence rates between ethnic and lower socioeconomic groups. According to the CDC's 2006 data, 31% of white American children are overweight or obese, compared with 35% of blacks and 38% of Mexican American children. 22% of the 10 to 17-year-old children living below the poverty line, that means a family of four making less than $21,000 a year, are overweight or obese. And you compare that to only 9% of kids whose families earn at least four times that amount. According to the 2003 National Survey of Children's Health, the prevalence rate of overweight and obesity in Maryland children were over 40% in the following categories: living below the poverty line, those utilizing public insurance, and non-Hispanic black youth, which all rival the U.S. values in that category. The rate of obesity among youth is important because studies have shown that overweight children are at increased risk of acquiring medical conditions such as cardiovascular disease, hypertension, and diabetes. Psychological problems including depression, anxiety, and behavioral problems, and low self-esteem have also been associated with overweight children. Wang et al., Schwartz et al., and the CDC have documented increased rates of health and social risk factors among low-income urban youth. These risk factors include early sexual debut, weapons exposure, and drug use, which may contribute to adverse health outcomes. However, few studies have actually examined the association between these types of health risk behaviors and weight status in adolescents. Understanding self-reported risk behaviors and their association to BMI status may enable public health systems to develop more effective resource allocation and effective intervention strategies. The objective of this research project was to determine potential risk factors that may serve as barriers to successful intervention or prevention services for overweight adolescents in Baltimore City. This project's data set began as a prospective collection of cross-sectional anthropometric and behavioral data for male and female high school adolescents who were patients in 8 urban school-based health centers. These children are residents of United States East Coast urban communities, which are racially segregated with high levels of poverty and violent crime, sexually transmitted infection, and teenage pregnancy. The school-based health centers distributed to each patient a Guidelines for Adolescent Preventative Services questionnaire, which is what you kept seeing earlier when we were trying to open up a presentation. It's a health risk questionnaire developed by the American Medical Association to assess prevalence of health risk behaviors in the youth. The major outcome variable was BMI, which is weight in kilograms divided by the square of the height in meters, which you've all know. The CDC definition, as I said earlier, for overweight in children is based on gender and age-specific adjusted percentile ranks, such that between the 85th and 95th percentiles is overweight and above the 95th percentile is obese. The data was analyzing using univariate and multivariate logistic regression analysis. I'm sorry, linear regression analysis. The study sample included 926 adolescents who were seen for routine care during the 2003-2004 academic year in the five participating Baltimore City public school-based health centers. As you can see, the cohort was predominantly African-American females with a mean age of 16 years. The majority of these adolescents had public health insurance, which reflects the socioeconomic status of the cohort. 23% of the students were found to be obese. I have overweight here. It should be corrected to obese status, which was defined greater than the 95th percentile. The rate of actual obesity was twice as high as the rate of self-reported obesity, which is shown here in the table. I thought that was quite interesting. In the results, 35% of the adolescents were found to be overweight or obese. 23% of them were of the students carried weapons, and 57% reported sexual activity, and 1% of the students reported marijuana use. Carrying a weapon in the past year was associated with the mean BMI percentile point increase of 5.2 than students who did not carry weapons. Endorsing ever having sexual intercourse was associated with the mean BMI percentile increase of 6.2 percentile points, but there was no significant association between the marijuana use and BMI in this analysis. And after we adjusted for race, age, and gender, carrying a weapon and sexual activity continued to be associated with an increased mean BMI percentile. And also in these analyses, marijuana use was associated with a mean BMI percentile increase of 5.2 points. Increased overweight status was noted in this population compared to both Baltimore City and national CDC estimates for this age group. Among the health and social risk factors, the study cohort demonstrated higher rates of weapon carrying, sexual activity compared to national estimates. Weapons carrying was also higher than Baltimore City estimates. Marijuana use was lower in the study cohort. These three activities, weapon carrying, sexual activity, and marijuana use, were associated with increased BMI in our population. Limitations. We were actually limited in fact that this was a cross-sectional analysis. It would be interesting to be able to assess the study population, associations between health risk behaviors and BMI status over a longer period of time. Also, it's important to note that here that the sample cohort were all located in the same schools and as such are not truly independent. These findings may or may not be replicable in other urban settings or other social settings. This study has identified several health risk behaviors associated with increased BMI among teens. Engaging in the health risk behaviors, it does have its own inherent risks, but may also serve as barriers to successful intervention and strategies in affected youth. Interventions to prevent obesity among urban youth may benefit from inclusion of services that identify and address the safety concerns of adolescents in their communities, and also services targeting maintenance of healthy weights should include comprehensive histories eliciting information about sexual activity and drug use. Longitudinal studies may aid in the understanding of the association between health risk behaviors, the youth's environment, and overweight status in adolescents. And I would like to acknowledge the Center for Disease Control and Prevention for their role in funding this study and the Center for Adolescent Health. We are also especially grateful to the adolescents and staff of the Baltimore City school-based health programs, whom this study would not be able to have completed without it. Any questions? Any questions?
Maybe just a commentary. Maybe it's because I'm Canadian. I don't know what are the norm here in USA, but really 23% of students carrying weapons.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And it is the same things in all high school in USA?
No. Particular in these urban settings, especially in Baltimore City.
Okay.
So, but I don't have any actual data on that. But
and urban zone is the same thing too.
I'm sorry.
And not only in Baltimore, however, in urban zone too. Okay, 23%.
Yeah, I don't have any actual data for other urban settings, but yeah, it is particularly high in our data set.
Okay.
Other questions?
I'm not sure. Actually, whenever I began this study, I was looking more so thinking about family and social risk factors, like family support and things of that nature would be more so associated with increased BMI. So I was actually surprised at these results. I can't really venture to say about any causal relationships. Yeah, that was definitely surprising. It was actually lower than Baltimore City and national estimates, and I thought it would actually rival those estimates, seeing as though the other risk factors did rival Baltimore City and national estimates. But I guess the students in, I'm sorry? Yeah, I believe, yeah. This data is from self-report from the questionnaire, so the students may not want to report that they're using marijuana. Thank you for your time.